620 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Police say a 43-year-old man with no known connection to Michigan State University has shot and killed three people at two campus locations. About 4 hours after the shootings, he took his own life. MSU Deputy Police Chief Chris Roseman says the shooter was found with multiple magazines and two weapons.
The suspect in this incident was located outside of the MSU campus, and it does appear that that suspect has died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
University President Teresa Woodruff.
It's something that's quite unimaginable, but has been imagined in other places and other times, but we just can't imagine that it's here. We're devastated at the loss of life.
Chief Roseman says police still don't know the motive for the shooting.
We are relieved to no longer have an active threat on campus. While we realize that there is so much healing that will need to take place after this.
The death toll in Turkey and Syria from earthquakes a week ago has now risen to 37,000. The BBC's Quentin Somerville is in northern Syria.
The Syrian Civil Defense Force, also known as the White Helmets, did what they could with pickaxes and crowbars. The rescuers, who receive funding from the British government, lack modern rescue equipment.
Wasn't tough on us because
Ismail Abadullah is a volunteer.
And we know, and the whole world knows, that this disaster is bigger than anyone. It's beyond our capacity. No one responded. No one.
The White House is trying to end speculation that the recent unidentified objects that American fighter planes have shot down came from another planet. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
I just wanted to make sure we address this from the White House. I know there have been questions and concerns about this, but there is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
A new CDC report says teen girls have a lot of mental health challenges. WSB reporter Sabrina Cupid.
About a third of teenage girls said they had seriously considered attempting suicide. Overall, more than 40% of boys and girls said that they felt sad or hopeless within the past year and were unable to do their regular activities like schoolwork or sports for at least 2 weeks.
If you got relief checks from your state, there's good news, says CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Maybe a resident in California who got a middle-class tax refund, or a taxpayer in Alaska that received an energy relief payment, or one of the many states affected by natural disaster. The money that you received from your state will not be taxable on a federal level.
The Consumer Price Index for January will be released in a few hours. Analysts predict it will show a slowing of inflation. Consumer prices expected to have risen 6.2% in January from 12 months earlier. This is CBS News.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
The Army.
It makes me smile when you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio. Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies today with isolated rain showers likely. High of 49. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. Isolated rain showers likely. Lows around 37. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 39. About an inch of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Institution, along with the Public Religion Research Institute, has released, this was day before yesterday. Are back. Go straight to your calls. Let's go to Aaron from Bethlehem, Georgia. Go ahead, Aaron.
For having me on. So I just wanted to bring up a point. I've heard several people and also on talk shows talk about the risk of these NFL players of you know, injuries that will last a lifetime and being disabled and poor, pitiful them. I'd just like to bring up that, you know, we still have soldiers that go overseas and fight for our freedom so we can sit back and enjoy a Super Bowl game, you know, with peace of mind. And these soldiers, a lot of them come back with disabilities that will last a lifetime. And, you know, I just think that they should get more attention. You know, I feel like they're neglected and kind of left to fend for themselves, even though they're promised care afterwards. But, you know, we see that drop off a lot of times. And I'm not saying that the football players, you know, are one's better than the other or more deserving than the other of health care. I just think our soldiers should be given a little bit more attention for it.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And people of service generally. In fact, the whole idea of service needs to be lionized more in the country. The people who have decent health care in this country are the people who can afford how expensive it is. You know, I have a dear friend of mine, not a veteran to be clear, who's used to work for me and moved to France to get it. He grew up homeless. Pulled himself up by whatever the piece of clothing he could find and got himself to college and now is and went off to France to get an economics degree and, in fact, to get a PhD in economics. He's a brilliant guy. And he was diagnosed with MS. His wife was just diagnosed with, who's a French national, which is what enabled them to be in the country at that point, was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. I just learned this. Yesterday I learned it. And he was clear. He's like, well, I'm glad we're in France. We're never moving back to this, back to the United States. And the reason they're not moving back to the United States is because of healthcare. And this is a brilliant person. The world isn't losing. The United States is losing because it's not providing for its healthcare. That we are failing. If we're talking about sports, and to be clear, I'm going to make a defense of sport in just a moment, or a pro sports propaganda in a moment. I think it kind of can matter a little bit. But as we think about competition, let's use a different analogy. Use the Olympics. We think about a healthcare Olympics, and I'm borrowing this from an author. Right now, the United States not only wouldn't win, we win lots in the Olympics, right? Winter Olympics not quite as good, but Summer Olympics medal count, particularly since the breakup of the Soviet Union, it's not very close. But we wouldn't even make the qualifiers in the Health Olympics. If you talk about mental health, life expectancy, suicide rate. The United States is near the bottom of wealthy nations. It's embarrassing. And the drivers of that, the biggest indicator of that, if you pay attention to Richard Wilkinson's research, for instance, I implore you again to watch the Richard Wilkinson TED Talk on the impact of wealth inequality on nations. Not getting a little bit richer, a little bit poorer once you're a wealthy nation. But just what happens with wealth inequality is the biggest driver there is. And then you overlay that on to not, and it impacts everybody, particularly impacts people in the bottom half, bottom quarter, bottom 10%. And members of the military don't make a ton of dough, right? They get better benefits than most people in the country. And they serve, and we appreciate that. But they don't make a ton of dough. You know, Mahomes does. And, you know, good for Mahomes. Let's go to Jake from Eureka, California.
Hey, speaking of Patrick Mahomes, isn't it time for the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, to show some class, go out on top, and retire the name the Chiefs?
It'd be a great time.
The Redskins' name is no more. Yeah, exactly. The Indians' name is no longer being used by the city of Cleveland. Eventually, the Atlanta Braves will end up changing their name. It's a good time for Kansas City to make that move. We've all seen their fans doing that tomahawk chop enough already. You know, an Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, please, might as well call it Chucklehead Stadium, as many racist fans as there are in Kansas City, but don't even get me started. You know, obviously, I wasn't rooting for the Chiefs yesterday, but I just got to say, there are other options. You know, there always could be the Kansas City Cheetahs. I like that name, or Kansas City Chewbaccas, you know, speaking of all these UFOs that apparently were shooting down. You know, or if you're, an Art Bell fan, you know, Kansas City Chupacabras. You could have, you know, there's all kinds of options for you in Kansas City.
The Chupacabra is a mouthful. It'd be sexy, though.
Yeah, exactly. And just think of the logo you could have with a Chupacabra, you know, on your team jersey. That'd be awesome. Come on, Kansas.
No, Jake, it's a great call. Thank you so much. And I will say, this would be, like, what a great time. What a great day to announce when they do, you know, whatever their version of a Super Bowl championship parade is. And what a great time. Instead of doing it, like what happened with Washington's football team is it happened after, you know, criticism, 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 failure, 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 losing season, ends up being, okay, fine. But what an example. In fact, an example of what I think America should be, right? America needs to be a redemption story in order to be, to give it its fullest patriotic love. It has to be a chance, as all of us need. All of us have committed sins in our own lives, and America's committed gargantuan ones. There's also things in each of us that's worth loving, and there's much in our country that's so worth loving. And we should think about it as a redemption story. What a wonderful American story for, not because it's reached a pinnacle of weakness or a sort of a nadir
a weakness or a pinnacle of criticism, but because it's at its apotheosis, because it's at its pinnacle of success, the Kansas City football team was to say, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for a half decade of support. We're going to celebrate this win with a name change and imbue it with not the roots of failure, but the roots of success. I hadn't thought about it in those terms, but what a great call. What a great call. Speaking of Kansas City, let's go to Jeb from Virginia. Go ahead, Jeb.
Thank you for taking my call, Jeb. And how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm still above ground.
There you go.
Well, that guy said, you know, that the first Super Bowl was played on New Year's Day. He was incorrect on that. It's on January the 15th of 67.
Yep.
And the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Score was 35-10.
Yep.
I watch every Super Bowl live. So I was in fifth grade there.
No, I appreciate the call, and it was I was pretty sure when he said it. I think I my own thoughts the moment he said it, because it was. But it was interesting. It was around bowl season, right? I mean, now bowl season is stretched on because of the changes in sort of college football championships. But it was earlier in the year and closer to bowl season. It keeps getting later. I don't remember it being this close to Valentine's Day, for instance, in the past. But it was Len Dawson is the quarterback of Kansas City, as I recall. And not because I watched the game, but because my mom, the reason I know this stuff is because my mom used to take me to the library because she wanted me to read. And I was slow to it at the beginning. But the good news is I could pick out any, go to the public library, it's free, we didn't have much money, but I could pick out any book. And so I would just go to the kids section, and they had these sports books. And I read just about every little sports book they had. I ended up getting a Roger Staubach a poster on my wall, and I was a Len Dawson fan, having never seen him play. And I don't know, I just considered myself more of an AFL guy at the time. Became a Raider fan. That's beside the point. But Jeb, who were you rooting for yesterday?
I was rooting for Kansas City. I mean,
yeah,
it didn't really matter. Neither one of my team, but
yeah. Well, Jeb, I appreciate the call. Appreciate the correction, and we'll try to keep it right. And I you're not a second caller we've had today who has watched every Super Bowl, even though every memory is perfect. I appreciate you being here and being part of this community. We'll keep it cooking. Angelo from Boise, which we could pronounce Bois, but that would probably be disrespectful.
Hey, how you doing?
Rocking.
Sweet, sweet. I just wanted to give, you know, a couple of, not serious, but like weird things.
We got 30 seconds, so give your take, and then we'll go to break.
Rihanna, you know, the Illuminati sign, and the guy that got hurt on the football team, he had some, like, crosses and stuff on his face, never had tattoos on his hands. Just a lot of weird stuff.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. What do we love about America? What do you want to love about it? I just want to talk a little about UFOs. I have a take. I have a thought. So the UFOs have been being shot down are not interplanetary as far as we can tell, right? They're like China spy balloons. But what would you think if we did find a UFO? What should we do with it that wasn't from right around here?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating,
So Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this five-star review from Laura, quote, "My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors." Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Louise and I love this bedding, and you will too. CozyEarth.com.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. All right, we are back. Let's go to Mike from Fort Collins. Take a couple more calls. Mike, you're up.
Yeah, hang on here a minute. Your last caller stole my thunder. I'm also a Kansas City native. It sounds like we probably graduated from high school the same year in 1967. And, yeah, what he said about Roe Bartle was fine, was absolutely right. He was always – but he was called the chief by his staff.
Yeah.
I don't think that was given to him by the Texans, but it was, I don't think it was ever meant as disparaging like the Redskins was, but Anyway, and the management is trying to tone down all of the tomahawk chops and the war paint, which kind of makes me very uncomfortable. But anyway,
and it makes you uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable. Imagine if you're Native American, right? Imagine if Native American and you don't have a single team owner.
Absolutely.
And you don't own and most of the products getting sold aren't benefiting you, and you don't own a single share in the Kansas City's football team's name. And you don't have any say over what it's named. And you say, oh, but it's complimentary. But we got to be a little empathetic to the Native American community. It's like, yeah, this is the definition of appropriative. This is the definition of appropriative. When you're saying it's cool, you're not saying it's insulting, but we should listen to the people who are talking about what's cool or not. But finish your point, please.
But anyway, the woman that was concerned about, like, you know, gladiators going out there and beating themselves up, look, I played rugby since like 1974, and I'm all beat up.
Yep.
You know, hip replacement, had my ankle, worked on concussions, broken bones, yada, yada, yada. But that was my choice.
Yep.
And if you ever ask anybody that played rugby, you know, here you are hobbling around, would you quit? And he said, probably, I haven't heard anybody say, no, I would never play. And I think it's the same way with them.
Yeah.
Huge paychecks. Mahomes is making like $50 million a year.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, huge paychecks, huge cars, access to women, you name it what it is. They can walk away from it anytime they want. And some of them do probably say, you know, 2 or 3 years of this, and I'm done. I don't want to end up, you know, in a wheelchair.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, no, and to be clear, the caller we had, and thank you very much, Mike, and the caller we had that talked about sort of people in service, yeah, if you get injured on a football field, it's very volitional, right? It's not just because you needed to get a few bucks to go to college, right? It's not because you didn't have any economic opportunity. Like now we have a poverty draft, right? We don't have a draft. We have, we now recruit people to go to the military, which can be a cultural choice, very often just a blatant economic choice because there are too many limited opportunities for lower income people and lower wealth families in this country. But but on the day of the Super Bowl, to be clear, like I had a Super Bowl party with 45 people. I had 7 televisions on my first floor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 7 televisions on my first floor. 2 on my second floor, 1 on my third floor, so people could, you know, take a tour. We had a TV in the attic. So I love it. So today isn't the day for scold, but I think there is a chance today to highlight the importance of shared experience, thinking about what we should celebrate, what might be other ways we have shared experience, and inequality, because shared experience shouldn't just be on football games.
To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Show. We'll be back.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor
accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies today with isolated rain showers likely. High of 49, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, isolated rain showers likely, lows around 37. Overcast skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 39. About an inch of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 33.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Shh. Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back, everybody. Let's see if we can do a modest bit of a speed round to get to people who've been patiently waiting. Carol from Chicago, go ahead.
Hi. I traveled and studied with Native Americans for a number of years, and I do have insight on why they object to the sports icons. Now, yeah. I would say not every tribe objects, but the majority do. There was a council of chiefs, that's their leaders, and their leaders have put out public statements that they don't like.
Carol, you're sounding a little muffled. Maybe there's no way to fix it, and you can just finish your point. But if there is a way to fix it, might sound a little better. But keep going.
Okay. Chiefs of the Native American tribe several times put out public statements that they dislike cultural stereotyping.
Yeah.
And the sports fans want to ignore that. But let's examine that for just a second here. You know, they used to tell Polish jokes, and Polish people didn't like it. They used to portray Irish with big bulbous nose in cartoons and called them the fighting Irish, implying that they were all drunks and fighting. Okay, so every time you see a cultural stereotype regarding Native Americans, it's always fighting Native Americans as though they're uncivilized and they don't have any ability to maintain peace. Cultural stereotypes perpetuate myths that are always derogatory, always. And so they can say they're honoring them, but in fact they don't. And talking about suffrage, those Native Americans did not get the right to vote until 1924. That's relatively recent.
Yeah.
That's after the women's suffrage. And they were conscripted into all of our wars. They served very honorably. I'm sure you heard about the Code Talkers in World War II. In all of our wars, but they had no representation. They had no ability to vote. They are portrayed, even in today's common talk by announcers on TV and the radio, they'll use the word tribalism, and they use it in a derogatory manner to indicate fighting. Excessive fighting. So if you go and look at the European model, the Europeans were fighting amongst themselves. Their border lines changed all the time, especially between France and Germany. They used the word nationalism, and it basically means the same thing. It isn't that quarreling over boundaries is confined to tribes. As a matter of fact, in the United States, on the East Coast, was a great lodge of peace. It maintained peace for over 500 years prior to the immigrants coming. It was so impressive that it impressed Benjamin Franklin, and he actually based some of our constitutional setup on what they were doing. He took they had an insignia of an eagle with cedar boughs. And he changed the cedar to olive branches, which is actually more European, but it's the same basic idea. So it's not all built on the Roman Empire's democracy example, but it's also built on some Native American things that he more or less took from the Native Americans. They had representational government. Women in some of these tribes, not all of them, they were all different, but in some of these tribes, women could take out a chief or leader who was misbehaving or who was not honorable. They only took four women, four clan mothers, because the women had a structure, a political structure as well. When the Europeans arrived, the natives saw that they didn't respect women, even though they had queens, but they actually didn't respect women. So the men dealt with European men, and the women, and their knowledge kind of went underground. But these icons that are used in sports are used to indicate natives and only know how to fight. They're savages. They're really
that's the point you started with, which I appreciate, Carol. And thank you so much for the call. And well, I do want to have some humility here. I definitely want to listen to the impacted communities, right? I want to listen to and I got to decide what Kansas City names its football teams. But as we think about it, and we don't have to think about the football game is not the most important thing in the world. We pretend that it is for a day, and then we talk about it a bunch the next day. But what the teams are named isn't the whole deal. But I do think it's really. I appreciate your point that we want to it's not the Kansas City. Name your other activity that Native American tribe might engage in. Right? It's a sharp arrowhead. Right? It's a weapon of war. And mostly, I just want to listen to impacted communities on how we do this stuff. And here's the thing: if I were a Kansas City shareholder, I know that's not how it works. Right? Like we spend so much money subsidizing public stadiums. But then privatizing all of the revenue, right? I'd feel a lot more comfortable with things a little more like Green Bay, where people got a cut of the deal. But if I did have a chance to have shares in Kansas City's football team, it'd be neat if the only thing we were talking about was Patrick Mahomes on track to become the greatest football player of all time, right? I'd want to talk about that. I wouldn't want to talk about the name of my team. Right, I'd want to be talking about that. I think there's a chance to celebrate victory and maybe do it in a way that helps celebrate more of the American experience. Steve from is it Bridgeport, Vermont? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Bridgeport, Vermont. Bridgeport. But everybody says that. It's
all right.
Okay.
All right. it was actually spelled correctly, but I had never heard of it before, so the error is entirely mine. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Everybody does it. I'm actually calling to defend that Next Level Chef show.
Cool.
It's not a class thing.
Okay.
In a way, I watch the show because my wife is a foodie and my wife is a great cook. And everything about my wife is great. Smart and great cook and beautiful. Everything. And she watches the show. And what the show shows you is that you don't need the high-end kitchen. You don't need the high-end food. You don't need all that, what the media tries to throw at you. Buy the best and you'll get the best. It shows you that you can make high-end quality food with little equipment and fewer food products that you would consider high-end.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be wealthy to cook well is basically what one of the messages in the show is.
Steve, I appreciate the take. And by the way, we're going to see more of that. We're going to see more. And it's not because of inflation. It's because of separation. It's because of the growing gap between, and it doesn't have to be that way. It's not how it was. During the middle of the last century, during the time of the greatest American economic strength, in its greatest period of growth on the global scene, we saw a rise in relative wealth of the middle class, and where the richest 1% of the country owned a quarter of the wealth rather than a half of the wealth. That the Gilded Age was lousy, and we've made it lousy again in terms of inequality. For the middle of the country, the middle of the century, we had even more work to do then on race and gender and sex norms and equality. But in terms of economic equality, it was the best period. It wasn't great for everybody, but it was vastly better than it is for so many people now. Now that we see greater, not inflation, but separation. Better during Democratic presidencies than Republican presidencies, significantly better, but not good enough, that messages, media, products, dollar stores, stuff that aims at the lowest quintile, and now the two lowest quintiles in the American economy, that stuff's going to go up. That stuff's going to be in greater demand. Figuring out how to do more with less is going to have an audience. We're going to have to figure out how to tell the story of a nation like Great Britain did. Like Great Britain had to figure out how do we tell a story where one nation, when we're an upstairs, downstairs nation where there's so much power and wealth disparity. And you have to do a whole lot of propagandizing in order to do that. I would rather us do the policy work So we're a little more one nation. So we don't just have to pretend that we're not developing a caste system. I'd like us not just to have to propagandize and mythologize around that, but in fact build the reality of a more united United States and a little more united economically. A little more where more people have that shared experience. You understand what I'm saying. Bobby from La Puente, California. How's the weather in La Puente?
Well, it was warm in the 70s. I hate to brag, but...
you don't have to hate to brag. You're humble about it. I don't know if you hate to brag.
I'm looking out. Wow, not, a little bit of cloud. Anyway, Cubo, Jeff, Cubo. Remember that saying, Cubo? It means how you doing.
I am feeling grateful. I am feeling grateful.
No, I'm feeling grateful as well. As far as the Super Bowl, I was telling Joyce, I had my niece with her two little kids, which are nieces, two little nephews, and a niece 11 years old, watching the Super Bowl. I didn't have to control anything because I was a fanatic. You beat my record, Jeff. 7 TVs on a normal sports day. I'd have a TV with the radio going and, channel swimming every game. My wife would look at me, are you insane? Then, Jeff, you're the king, brother.
Listen. It is a scarlet letter more than a red badge of courage. Okay, this Super Bowl party that we host has become it's become Frankenstein's monster, because each time I have to try to make it a little bit better than the last time. But the multiple TVs, I realize the reason for the multiple TVs, why I need them, is that then when somebody gets up to get food, nobody gets mad at them.
Yes.
Because all you have to do is shift your eyes over. You just shift your eyes over, look at another TV. People don't even notice when people are up milling about. Nobody's in the way of the TV. You can't be in the way of all the TVs. All right, keep going, Bobby.
Well, you're the most popular guy on Super Bowl. You got to give me your address. But anyway, I watching my nieces, and they're going out to halftime. Brianna, pregnant, this and that. What are they talking about? I go back to Motown. First Super Bowl, I don't remember. It was the Packers against the Kansas City.
Yeah.
The Hammer. Remember, Fred the Hammer Williamson got knocked out in that game. But actually, the Rams should have been in that championship. That's another story for another day. They watered down the field at Green Bay. Anyway, the Lambs. So, but the thing of it is, I got to have my nieces that I haven't seen her in like over 20 years. You know, time flies. And just sharing the stories about my brother. My brother did this, used to take you to catechism. You know what I mean? Wow. You know what I mean? This is what I like to hear. We don't connect. You know, we need to connect. And then that carries on to others. Be an example at home. And then we can be example to the rest of the world. You know what I mean? It starts at home, Jeff. It's my belief. Love. And I could not say that word love. My favorite word was hate. But once I connected with free speech, Tom and the rest of you guys did an exorcism on me, and I'm always grateful for the station. You're a cool guy, Jeff. You're a good vato. Sorry I offend people, but that's the word I used to grow up with. And again, as far as the game, the Chiefs, I used to belong to an American Indian movement, and my task was getting rid of the mascots. And I high school, the Warriors, what I opposed to when they used to dress up and chant and all that, because I'm of Yaqui Huicho descent.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mexican Indian. I'm half taco and half fried bread, so, you know. But it's okay. If they keep it respectful, that's all I ask. You know what I mean? So,
well, Bobby, I appreciate the call so much, and I appreciate the call for shared experience. I appreciate the things that our country loves, right? Mm-hmm. We don't always love the right stuff, but we got to try to love one another. And I appreciate it. I realize, to me, that's why I value this show so much, because I recognize that so many of us can feel separate, so many of us can feel set aside, so many of us can feel lonely, so many of us feel without a community. There's so much division. I don't just mean political division. There's so much separation that at least we can come together around some semblance of shared values, shared experience, and love you. Appreciate you, Bobby.
Bless you.
All right. Be well. Yeah. We'll be back. This is Tom's show. I'm Jeff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is Tom Hartman's radio and television program, 202-808-9925.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Feeling cozy. Going to bed a decent hour didn't always mean getting enough sleep. Often it meant being too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. But that changed with Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, most responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so you can sleep great in any weather. And you won't be alone. You'll be joined by folks like this Five-star review from Laura. My husband and I are getting the best sleep we ever had, to the point we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors. Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 times in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in 5 awesome colors, or loungewear, pajamas, premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. So hurry now, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding right now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter our promo code TOM, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. I want to say something about sports. So, because there's all kinds of critique I can offer about imagery, about what we value in this nation, about the disparities between rich and poor, about the violent nature of some of our most popular sports, about the law firm that I worked at for a summer that represented the NFL and gave them the exact same litigation strategy that law firm gave to tobacco companies, which was look at the science, deny the science, lie, deny, and then try to settle at a lower rate. Meanwhile, you've raked in all kinds of profits during the time that you're denying and lying about the science. Tobacco, of course, with cancer, and football in the NFL with concussions. There's all kinds of social stuff we can talk about. But I'm not here to be a scold. I said shared experience, but let me say something more about that. A reason that sports kind of matters. And there should be other things that matter more, for sure. But folks saw that New York Times article. Yeah, people saw that study about social mobility. Now, probably the biggest driver in social mobility is not having so far to have to mobile in the first place. Have not such a great chasm between rich and poor in the first place. But that if you want to look at social mobility, social opportunities for rich people and poorer people to make friends is one of the biggest indicators of being able to improve one's economic lot in life. And what are the pathways? What are the places in our community? What are the ways where richer kids, richer adults, and poorer kids and poorer adults have a chance to get together? I mean, think about them for a moment. What are they? Unfortunately, they're far too few. In part because our built experience, the more wealth disparities there are, the more expensive owned houses are, that people aren't going to run into each other. It's one of the reasons public schools are so important. Church is one of those places. Less so in some communities, but sports are one of those places. Sports are one of those places where a rich offensive tackle and a poor point guard to mix sports. By the way, it's got to make sure that's not all for just boys. But shared experiences matter for economic unity.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From late